Chapter 78, The Announcement. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. What are they asking one another? About the great news, about which they are in disagreement? No, they will come to know. No, again, they will come to know. Have we not made the earth as an expanse, and the mountains as pegs? And we have created you in pairs, and have made your sleep for rest, and have made the night as a covering, and have made the day for livelihood. And we have built above you seven strong heavens, and have placed there a shining lamp, and have sent down from the rain clouds abundant water, that we may produce corn and vegetation, and gardens of thick growth. Surely the day of decision is a fixed time, the day when the trumpet will be blown, and you shall come forth in crowds, and the heavens shall be opened, and they will become as gates. And the mountains shall be moved away from their places, and they will be as if they were a mirage. Truly, hell is a place of ambush, a dwelling place for the transgressors. They will abide there for many ages. Nothing cool shall they taste there, nor drink, except boiling water and discharges of dirty wounds, an exact recompense for them. For surely they never feared the reckoning. But they denied our proofs, signs, and revelations completely, and all things we have preserved in a book. So taste the results of your actions. We shall give you no increase except in torment. Surely for the pious there will be a success. Gardens and grapeyards, and young mature maidens of equal age, and a cup full to the brim, no vain discourse shall they hear there, nor any lying. A reward from your Lord, a gift amply sufficient, from the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, the Most Gracious, none can address him. The day that the Spirit and the angels will stand forth in rows, none shall speak except him, whom the Most Gracious allows, and he will speak what is right. That is, without doubt, the true day. So, whoever wills, let him seek a place with his Lord. Surely, we have warned you of a near torment, the day when man will see what his hands have sent forth, and the disbeliever will say, "Woe to me, if only I was dust."